Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, as we wrap up our spring sports previews with Joe Tungan, the last coach we've had a chance to catch up with. We're already into the season technically following a victory in the quad meet at Linville Sylvie on Thursday. So, Coach, we'll start there and then talk about the rest of the season. Obviously, without your number one player, who we'll talk about in a second, but a strong start for a mix of some returners and those that are newcomers.
Yeah, we've had a great start with the golf team. We have a lot of experience on the team, a lot of those that were on the team last year that have come back and know the game really well. Carson was out on the first meet. She's got a little problem with her back, and I anticipate she'll be back here for soon. But I was really proud of the girls for their first meet. Really stepped it up. There were some girls that shot a lot lower than normal than they usually do. Have a newcomer, Harper Phillips, that actually was medalist, freshman. And she's a dual sport. She does golf and soccer, and just has a wonderful golf game. And was really proud of all the girls. And we've got a nice crew, a lot of experience. We have some gals that are just starting to golf and are learning the game. But overall, pretty good start.
Well, and without Carson Lyons in your first meet, but she's a multiple-time state qualifier who comes with a wealth of experience and kind of tenacity. She was a drum major, also the Marching Dutch, and a multiple-time state champion with the jazz program. A lot of that mental fortitude has carried over to golf, and she's hoping this is her big breakout year to not only just be at the state meet, but to be a contender for a top 10 spot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have three seniors on our team. You know, we have Carson Lyons, we have Emerson Lee, and those two have been our leaders on the team for really the last few years. And now they're seniors, and they want to make it. They want to get to that state tournament. Rachel Stratton's been on our team for the last 4 years as well. Her game has really come a long ways. I know she played JV last night, had a really nice score as well. So it's great to have that senior leadership.
And then, as you mentioned, it's kind of a mix. You have a lot either that are coming back from JV last year or even some that did play some varsity. And the big part about that is it's made it very competitive, maybe for the first time since you've taken over the program, some varsity decisions that are having to be made.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not complaining because we have great quality golfers, and many of them are very capable of playing in those varsity spots, but we can only start six. I know we were in a situation where we had to, even before the first meet, make a difficult decision on who was going to play five and six. And I really explained to the girls that this is probably a very fluid situation where some of them will be hopping up into varsity JV one and two throughout the season, depending on where they're playing. And, I'm really trying to focus on this. Ultimately, this is a team. You know, you think of a basketball team too, you know, you got a lot of players on that bench, but ultimately we're all striving toward the same goal. And sometimes it's hard to know because you want to be out there, right? You know, you want to be out there playing and doing your thing, but we can only start six.
Only start six, and we'll see how those shape out, especially heading into later May and the regional tournament. Here, Joe Tungan, head coach of the Pella Girls golf team, as we discuss the upcoming season and one meet in, a lot of meets left and a lot of traveling. Just two home meets this year, Joe, and that's sometimes how the cookie crumbles, and it's just where the schedule lies, and that means a lot of road trips, which would be, I'm sure, memorable inside of a lot of our vans, but also maybe the glass half full look, a lot of chances to see different golf courses, especially knowing that the road to state can often be difficult, and you're often playing at a place you haven't been before.
Yeah, our schedule is, yeah, we're on the road quite a bit, but a lot of golf courses we've played before. We got one in particular that is new. We're going to go play Vinker over at Iowa State at the end of April. That will be a great challenge in itself. Of course, we have our conference meets, our three conference meets on the 18 holes that we have, Oskaloosa invite as well. But that's good experience because more than likely any one of those courses might be the regional golf course. You know, usually Edmondson ends up being the golf course in this area, and we play that twice. I look at that as a huge benefit. Because if we end up there, they already have two 18-hole meets on that course.
And then competition-wise, that also leads you, especially in girls golf, for all classes golf in the fall, opportunities, and you'll have plenty to see some 4A schools and see some 3A state qualifiers and contenders from last couple seasons.
Definitely will be competitive. I look at our conference as being very competitive this year. I already saw Norwalk had a meet and they scored low. I anticipated that they would be decent this year. I also anticipate Indianola being, I know they were our the champions last year, and I anticipate them being pretty decent. There's some other meets like the Ames meet I mentioned, I think will be very competitive. Obviously, the Oskaloosa invite is always a good one because it kind of brings in some different teams. I'm anxious next week as we go to Newton. It's just a small nine-hole invitational, but we have teams like Grinnell that really got a lot better last year, looking at Williamsburg. They will be decent, always are, and they'll be a great team to compete with. And Newton, I know part of our conference as well, they've played well as well.
Well, and this gets to kind of the big picture goal, and you mentioned it a couple times that the last couple of years you've kind of inched closer to the final couple of days and having a team at the state tournament as opposed to just an individual. And there are some signs here, obviously some returning depth. You have certainly a number one player when healthy is one of the top 20 golfers in the state. And then from there, maybe some potential to really have that opportunity finally. You'll have a great season and fun regardless, but it'd be extra special to finish at state.
Definitely would, Andrew. Last 2 years, we've placed third at regional, top two go. We've been so close. And there is some definite potential here, but regionals is one day, one tournament, and that determines whether you go or not. And, the great news about this team is there's a lot of experience. Many of these girls have played regionals a few times. And they know how to handle themselves on the course. They know what the expectation is. And I'm hoping that that experience and the talent we have on the team puts us over that edge and gets us into that 1-2 placement.
Should be a whole lot of fun to check out. Again, the opening meet already happening, a win at Linville Sully, and several meets coming up over the next 5, 6, 7 weeks until we get to late May and qualifying time. That's Joe Tungan, head coach of the Pella Girls golf team, joining us as powered by Hy-Vee. Joe, appreciate your time, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks for having me.